Hello, Pastor Brandon here. It is Monday, January 11th, 2021, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue as a family of families to seek after Him together through His Word. Today, we're going to be reading Psalm 8, 1 through 9, 1 Chronicles 9, 35 through 11, 3, and Acts 11, 25 through 12, 5. And yes, we're going to be finishing the genealogy that never ends from 1 Chronicles, so you can enjoy not having to listen to me to butcher all of these names, which I do apologize. I have done my best to get us through the Chronicles. And as I said a couple of days ago, last week, these genealogies had a purpose and a place and a point, which we'll talk about after our readings today. Psalm 8, 1 through 9 is where we'll be beginning today, though. The psalmist says, O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you care for him, yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. 1 Chronicles 9:35 to 11:3. In Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Jeiel, and the name of his wife was Maachah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Iho, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth was the father of Shamim, and those who lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner fathered Kish, Kish fathered Saul, Saul fathered Jonathan, Malchishoan, Abinadab, and Eshbal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal fathered Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melcah, Terah, and Ahaz, and Ahaz fathered Jarah, and Jarah fathered Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri fathered Mozan, Mozah fathered Benai, and Raphana was his son, Elisha was his son, Azil his son. Azil had six sons, and these are their names, Azirkam, Berchuru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hannah. These were the sons of Azel. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines struck down Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. The battle pressed hard against Saul, and the archers found him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and mistreat me. But the armor bearer would not, for he feared greatly. Therefore Saul took his sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died. Thus Saul died. He and his three sons and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that the army had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and lived in them. The next day when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him and took his head and his armor and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the temple of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. But when Al-Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons and brought them to Jabesh. And they buried their bones under the oak of Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his breach of faith. He broke faith with the Lord in that he did not keep the command of the Lord, and also consulted a median seeking guidance. He did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. Then all Israel gathered together to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel." Acts 11:25-12, verse 5. So Barnabas went to Tarsus and to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them, named Agabus, stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter. Also, this was during the days of unleavened bread. And when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to 4 squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made by God to God by the church. In particular, these genealogies, we're going back to those genealogies that we had to read in 1 Chronicles. What's the purpose of all this? What's the point? To a modern Westerner, we may say, this has no point, no purpose. What is there to glean from this? But there's so much importance to this, especially to an ancient Israelite. This was their chain that they could rattle all the way back to Abraham to say, I am a child of Abraham. Ergo, I am a child of God. And here's the good news. In the church, we no longer need such lengthy genealogies. Sure, we may love getting on websites like Ancestry.com to find out where we came from, but that's of no matter because we don't have to rattle our chain all the way back to Abraham to be a child of God. We but just need to put our faith in Jesus and in Jesus alone. And through his atoning sacrifice on the cross, he makes a way for us to be children of God and makes us into children of God. We only need to chase our faith back to Jesus, not to Abraham. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.